Galatians chapter 5. Sermons by Paul C. Jong. Sermon 3. Since Christ has given us the gospel of the water and the Spirit, let us firmly keep this salvation obtained by faith. Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind. But he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off. Beloved saints, today we will read the words of Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 12 together. Earlier in chapter 4, the Apostle Paul testified that we are not slaves, but sons, and not children of a bondwoman, but children of a free woman. Entering chapter 5, Paul declares that freedom in one word and begins his exhortation. It is that Christ has given us freedom to make us free, so do not bear the yoke of slavery again. There is an issue that Paul repeatedly deals with in this text. That is circumcision. The false teachers who entered the Galatian church taught that even if one believes the gospel of the cross, one must receive circumcision to become a complete people of God. However, Paul strictly rebukes that it is an act of changing freedom back into the yoke of slavery. Through this word today, I hope you clearly hold on with faith in your heart to what kind of freedom the freedom Christ gave us is, and how you can stand firmly upon that freedom. Christ came to this earth to save us from sin. The Apostle Paul declares the truth of faith and preaches the word. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. The reason Jesus Christ came to this earth was to give us salvation from sin and the curse of the law. Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist, had the sins of the world transferred to him, was crucified on the cross, resurrected from death, and rescued us who believe from the sins of the world. This is the gospel of the water and the Spirit, and it was the word of truth that this gospel brought to us. The salvation we received is not something we obtained on our own, but the salvation Christ gave by paying the price for our sins. Paul exhorts us to stand firmly upon this faith of salvation. Standing firmly means, as he spoke, not to be sucked into any temptation that tries to shake that faith. Do not bear the yoke of slavery again. Not bearing the yoke of slavery means not to be bound by deeds again and bear the burden of sin. If a person tries to corrupt the salvation received from the Lord with their own good deeds, that becomes a sin. Galatians chapter 3 says that those who belong to the deeds of the law are under a curse. It is because faith belonging to the deeds of the law is not the faith of true salvation. Those who have become sinners always try to do the words of the law, but it is because it is impossible with the flesh of a person. A person who tries to please the Lord with deeds ends up drifting away from the salvation the Lord has given. However, those who live inside the gospel of salvation given by Christ are different from them. They are not considered righteous, because their deeds are perfect, but they receive salvation and enjoy eternal life by the faith that believes in the removal of sin, of the redemption accomplished by Christ. Therefore, those who try to bear the yoke of sin again drift away from the love of Christ. If one tries to receive salvation by receiving circumcision, in addition to the baptism and the cross that Christ received, he is a person trying to return again to the faith of the law. Paul speaks strictly about circumcision. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. Galatians chapter 5, verses 2 through 3. There is a reason why Paul spoke of circumcision so strictly. If one becomes God's people by receiving circumcision, it means that the salvation in which Jesus Christ came to this earth, received baptism from John, was crucified to shed blood, and resurrected from death to save us from sin, becomes in vain. Also, a person who tries to become righteous by receiving circumcision comes to bear the obligation to do the whole law. It does not end with just one circumcision. After that, it makes him a person who must keep all the Sabbaths, feasts, and numerous commandments of God. A person who tries to enter under the law, even after believing in Jesus, is a person who tries to bear the curse of the law himself. Those who seek to be justified within the law are those who have fallen from the grace of salvation given by Jesus Christ. Paul continues and speaks clearly. You have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. He who seeks to become righteous by keeping God's law is one who tries to neutralize the baptism Christ received from John and the blood of the cross. Human deeds and Christ's grace cannot go together. If one tries to become righteous by human deeds, he is severed from Christ, and if he holds on to Christ, he gains freedom from the yoke of deeds. That we were saved from our sins and became righteous was not within the law, but by the faith that believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Therefore, so that we do not drift away from God's grace, we must distance ourselves from the deed-based faith that seeks to obtain the righteousness of the law. Waiting for the hope of righteousness by faith through the Spirit. Then, by what does our faith manifest? For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Galatians chapter 5, verse 5. We wait for the kingdom of God, following the faith that believes the baptism the Lord received from John and the blood of the cross as our salvation. The Holy Spirit dwells in the hearts of the saints who have received the removal of sin by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. And through that Holy Spirit, we have the assurance of our salvation and live by faith. The hope of righteousness means that we have been saved by believing the gospel word of God's righteousness and have become those who will enjoy that glory of God in the future. This hope is based not on our deeds, but on the gospel word of salvation accomplished by Christ. Therefore, he who has obtained salvation from our sins is not shaken in the hope given by God. Our salvation is only the faith that believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which worked through God's love. Paul makes clear what kind of faith there is. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. In Christ Jesus, no other deed has any effect except believing in the salvation accomplished by the baptism Jesus received from John and the blood of the cross. What brings assurance to our hearts is only the faith working through love. That is, the faith that believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit. That faith, indeed, is the redemption of salvation accomplished within God's love. from the heart of a person who has already received the removal of sin by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Only the love that cares for brothers and the gospel word of the water and the Spirit toward lost souls flow out from that heart. That is not a deed to receive the removal of sin, but it is the faith of the one who has already received the removal of sin working within God's love. Not a mark of the flesh like circumcision, but the faith that believes the word of truth of salvation, working by the love of Jesus Christ, becomes true faith. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? Paul asks the Galatian church out of sorrow like this. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. Galatians chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. The Galatian church was originally a church that ran the race of faith well. But someone hindered them, preventing them from obeying the truth. Paul makes it clear that the persuasion, that is, the teaching that they must be circumcised, did not come from God. We too, while running the race of faith well by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit, can be hindered by teachings that are not the word of truth of salvation and stop our steps of faith. Therefore, we must always discern whether the teaching we hear comes from God who called us, or if it comes from men. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Paul warns with one parable. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Galatians chapter 5, verse 9. Leaven puffs up the whole dough even with a small amount. Other teachings that are not the gospel of the water and the Spirit are also like that. Even if it looks small at first, if that teaching is left as it is, it spreads to the whole church and corrupts the gospel of the water and the Spirit. It seemed like a small matter of adding one circumcision, but it shook the faith of the saints of the Galatian church. Therefore, we must not tolerate any gospel other than the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Because adding a little of human deeds to the gospel of the water and the Spirit, adding a little of prayers of repentance, that one little leaven corrupts the entire faith of perfect salvation. He who troubles you shall be judged by God. Paul continues and speaks like this. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind. But he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. Galatians chapter 5, verse 10. Paul was confident in the Lord that the Galatian church would not harbor any other mind until the end. However, Paul strictly warns that whoever troubles them, that is, whoever shakes the gospel of salvation with false teachings, will surely receive God's judgment. Corrupting the gospel is hindering God's work. God himself judges such a person. Therefore, we must not stand on the side of those who shake the faith that believes the gospel word, but rather, we must stand in the place of faith that keeps the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The reason Paul is persecuted is because he tries to preach the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Paul reveals the reason he is persecuted like this. And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. Galatians chapter 5, verse 11. If Paul had preached circumcision together, he would not have been persecuted. If he had preached by moderately mixing the law and the truth of the gospel, he would have been welcomed by people. However, because Paul preached only the baptism received from John and the gospel of the cross, he was hated by many. That Paul preaches the way of the baptism Jesus received from John and the cross means preaching the truth that one is saved not by human deeds, but only by the baptism Christ received from John and the cross. A person with sin wants to add his own deeds to the word. However, we must not commit such an error, and we must endure all persecution to preach only the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. the yoke of bondage today. Then, is there a yoke placed by men in this age today? If circumcision was added in that age, in this age, theological doctrines and the faith of each denomination demand those who believe in Jesus to believe and keep them. The teaching of many churches in the 21st century is not a faith that receives salvation at once by believing in Jesus, but that original sin receives the removal of sin by faith. But the sins committed daily must be washed away daily by prayers of repentance. The faith and theological doctrines of these denominations add human thoughts and deeds to the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by Jesus Christ, which corrupts the salvation completed by Christ. When a saint born again by the gospel of the water and the Spirit commits a sin, he does not wash away the sin again with prayers of repentance, but he must acknowledge and confess before God that he has committed a sin, and at the same time, look to the baptism the Lord received from John and the blood of sacrifice on the cross, and have the assurance of being saved. Therefore, we must not put on the yoke of bondage again, but stand firmly by faith on the gospel of the water and the Spirit of salvation given by Christ. The salvation we received is the guarantee of becoming God's children. By what does the salvation given to us by Jesus Christ manifest? Salvation is exactly the mark of having become God's children. The most unnatural person in a household is the one who is not a member of that family. However, the child of that house is the one who is born again by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. He who has become God's child is also controlled by God's Word. However, that is not being under the wrath of sin that a sinner receives, but it is the control received within the Father's love, because he has become God's child. While receiving praise for doing well and scolding for doing wrong, he is still loved and still lives by faith before the Father. What Jesus Christ has given us is giving the assurance of salvation by the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Those who believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit must overcome with the Word the sins they commit, even after being born again, and run by faith toward the Lord who is before them. He who receives salvation by the gospel of the water and the Spirit is one who has received the eternal removal of sin. Our weakness cannot make us slaves of sin again. Conclusion: stand firmly on the faith that believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Beloved saints, today we have looked together at the words from Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. Because Christ has delivered us from all our sins and the curse and judgment of the law by the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, we need to firmly keep our faith. The word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit that made us obtain salvation from sin says that faith believing in our good deeds or theological doctrines is not needed. We must stand and run before the Lord only with the faith that believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Therefore, we must not lose the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit again. Whether it is adding circumcision or adding prayers of repentance, all of that, adding human deeds to the gospel word of the water and the Spirit given by Christ, is an act of opposing the gospel of salvation given by God. Just as a little leaven leavens the whole lump, a small doctrine also corrupts the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. What is effective for us is only the gospel of the water and the Spirit working by God's love. Paul was persecuted because he preached the baptism the Lord received from John and the substitutionary death and resurrection on the cross. We must firmly hold on to the truth of receiving salvation from all our sins by believing the saving work of Jesus Christ, receiving baptism from John, and taking the judgment of our sins on the cross. We are not slaves of sin, but God's children, and we have received eternal salvation at once by faith through the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Beloved everyone, I hope that all of you will live holding on to this gospel word of the water and the Spirit of salvation, where Christ paid the price of sin on the cross, and through the baptism he received from John. Hallelujah. Amen.